So this morning, I'm going to talk about test and the faith and how God uses our past experiences to walk us through, to build our faith. So get into endurance and seeing that work out through your life and work out through my life. So James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for your endurance is fully developed. You'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing, lacking nothing. So last month, I don't know if it was here, but God was pushing me to go deeper with him. I kind of shared briefly on Wednesday night during prayer that he wanted me to go deep with him and to get to know him better. So I started saying that I'm going to live in the deep with God. And let me tell you, obviously, you know, he takes you up on that offer. So he's just been doing and working things in me and stirring my heart and just changing my desires. And most of you guys know I've been single for 7 years. This is the longest I've been single in my entire life since I started dating with Aaliyah's dad at 16. So to say that, that's just amazement to me, because it's allowed me to grow, to get to know who I am and get to know who I am in God. But just again, he's been changing my heart's desires. So last month I just put it on Facebook or Instagram. I was like, man, do people really date still in 2022? Because everybody's so easy, everybody's so accessible. You know, there's nobody trying to pursue, the man's not trying to pursue the woman. You know, it's always the women. We're free to give it up so easily sometimes, and it just changes the game. So with all that being said, this guy I went to high school with, he sent me a message and asked me if he can take me on a date. I was like, sure, why not? You know, it's not gonna hurt, you know. But really, weeks before that again, you know, I was like, God, how am I supposed to know if I'm ready? You know, it's been 7 years. I've never thought that I wanted to date, but I've never pushed it out of my mind. You know, I just never, you know, really thought about it. So I was like, okay, so that's fine. So we started chatting and talking, and then we ended up going on the date. Go to the date, and everything was cool. I was cool, not crazy, no, you know, no craziness or anything. And that was a testimony right there. So listen, I was a little crazy, so I'm just gonna say, but really what God really did show me, what he started to show me, was that how healthy I was, and that the fact that I can recognize unhealthy now. And come on, because me and Misty, she texted me at 5 a.m. the next day talking about, can we talk about your date? And I was like, hey, let's go. But anyway, so really it just came down to him showing me. I asked, he showed me, he trusted me because he put me in that position. But I can trust myself now. And to go out and just hear some of the things and just know that, man, I've come a long way, because I could have settled, but that's not who I am today, because I've settled in the past before. And but just to see, like, man, I've grown. I can see what I want, and I know what God wants for my heart and what he wants for me personally. And just to have a God-fearing man in my life, and not to say, you know, anything about this guy, but it wasn't for me, and I let it go, you know, because I could have been, because easily, you know, Satan is always right there. He's like, oh, you're gonna fall into it, you know, you're gonna give up, you're gonna give in. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it this time. That's not who I am. So just talking back to going into endurance, you know, obviously different scriptures. I read from the NLT, and endurance, the fact or power of enduring on an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. That's the definition of endurance. So just to see that I've been built and going through, regardless of all the crap that I put myself in before, just to see, and just see how God just puts A, B, C, and put it all together, and see why I've gone through what I went through to get to this point today. But also in the ESV version, they use steadfastness. And it says the quality of staying the same for a long time and not changing quickly or unexpectedly. Now that hit me because, again, I gave in a lot. You know, I let my flesh take over. But this time I allowed my spirit man to take over. And that's the growth. And I was like, and I just been praising God ever since because, again, just the growth. And then just in the New King James Version, they use patience instead of endurance. So the ability to accept delay, suffering, or annoyance without complaining or becoming angry. I could have been, God, where's my man? Where is he? I'm waiting. But I haven't. You know, again, I'm just going along and learning who I am in him. And in the Amplified, and I want to read verses 2-3, and I'm going to read verse 12 as well. So Amplified, it says, consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking nothing. So to say all this, you know, just going through that, it's really, again, shown me the growth that I've gone. Regardless of the experiences that I've been through, God is faithful, and now he's brought me to this point. And verse 12 says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. So in the end, you know, one day, if he comes, he doesn't. God knows my heart for a God-fearing man who loves Jesus, who can steward me and, you know, push me to him, challenge me, because I'm very, you know, I can be difficult. But I need somebody who can stand up with that, because I am a very strong woman and I'm very, not controlling, but I like to be, you know, in control. So there it is. But I need somebody who can, you know, who can walk with me in that. So, but I'm just grateful. I just wanted to share that because that's just a true testament to me and to my story and to my life and in the journey that I'm on. I know Kathy was like, hey, what happened to your date? And I'm like, we're going to get there. Because even when Richie asked me, hey, can you do team rally? Literally, I had just planned a date. So I already knew immediately. And then Missy's like, hey, that's what you're going to talk about. I was like, I already knew that because God had already, you know, worked it all out. So let God continue to build you through whatever tests and experiences that you've had. Use those tests. He's going to show you that you can endure. You're going to push on and continue. Because I can't go back. There's no way. When I look back there, I'm like, no, there's no way in hell I can go back. I don't even want to be that person ever again. You know, so I just want to encourage you guys, just even on that song, Only Jesus. Really, I asked Richie to play it because that song, I've been playing that song faithfully. It's just been doing something in my spirit, just to surrender, live in that posture. Just continue to just say yes, regardless what it is. Just live in the deep and let God be there to walk you through. And that's where I'm at. And I just want to encourage you guys. So